You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
With Salman, officials say the Saudi record on these is brought up regularly through other channels.
During the visit, President Obama also paid his respects to the late King Abdullah. A Texas judge has refused to throw out a felony abuse of power case against former Governor Rick Perry on constitutional grounds. Perry's defense team had sought to have the proceedings dismissed, saying he was acting within his rights as governor when he vetoed funding for public corruption prosecutors after the Democrat leading the unit refused to resign following a drunken driving conviction. Perry was indicted in August. He says he'll announce whether he'll run for president as soon as May. This is USA Radio News.
GEICO RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money. So I made the easy switch to GEICO RV insurance,
which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about GEICO RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
GEICO, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
Advertisers will be paying about $4.5 million to get their 30-second commercial on the Super Bowl, but some people are saying watch the game, not the commercials. USA's John Clemens reports.
That advice comes from Melissa Henson of the Parents Television Council, who says record the game or have some other activity to distract the youngsters during some of the commercials.
Find some other activity to do during the commercial breaks while you're watching the Super Bowl, because you don't know what's going to come up, and you certainly don't want to be caught off guard when you have kids in the room.
Henson has a message to some of the advertisers.
People are more likely to remember the sexiness of the ad rather than the product that they're trying to sell.
I'm John Clemens.
President Obama will reportedly ask Congress for an 8% boost for the Defense Department. The $38 billion increase will pay for new warfighting equipment. Another $51 billion will fund overseas military missions, including $5.3 billion to train and equip Iraqi soldiers and moderate Syrian opponents of the Islamic State militants. Google is bringing its ultra-fast fiber-optic internet service to four metro areas in the southeast, Nashville, Raleigh-Durham, Atlanta, and Charlotte. They say five other metro markets remain in the running. At speeds of more than 50 times the national broadband average, Gigabyte service can download an entire movie in less than 2 minutes. Currently, it is available in Kansas City, Provo, Utah, and Austin, Texas. Want more news? Go to usaheadlinenews.com and give us a like on Facebook. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And good morning after that. This is Rich Kaderi with Modern Design. I'm told I need to do weather today, which we all, I think, are reeling from that terrible storm that we almost had. Starting with today, it says it's going to be sunny with a high of 30 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 7 degrees. It's going to be cold tonight. Thursday, 20% chance of some more snow with a high of 33. Thursday, 60% chance of snow. I was surprised about that, with a low of 25. Friday, a 20% chance of snow. Friday night, mostly clear. And Saturday, it's going to be sunny and 19 degrees. Again, welcome to our show, Modern Design. Today, I'm very pleased to have the guys from Rutgers Landscape with me. We worked together on several projects before, and I have a crew of three today, so I'm going to start from left to right. I'm going to ask you to all introduce yourselves. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks, Rich. Chris Lentini. I'm a landscape and pool designer for Rutgers.
Great.
Good morning, Rich. How are you? My name is Chris Arventidis, and I'm the business development manager and in sales. I've been with the company 12 years.
Great. And good morning. Well, congratulations. I think what I wanted to start off with you guys is talk about Rutgers Landscape, the Rutgers name. I'm very familiar with you because I'm a longtime resident of Hunterdon County, so maybe I'll defer to you on this as to tell us a little bit about the history of Rutgers, where the name came from, how you got started, and so on.
Well, the name started, it was actually named by the customers because most of the guys who worked for me way back when went to Rutgers with myself, and they said the guys from Rutgers are here. Little by little, we said, okay, might as well call that Rutgers company. We sounded a lot bigger than we were at the time. There were two or three of us. And one thing led to another, and here we are 30 years later.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, some people had said to me, well, because Rutgers has an agricultural campus in New Brunswick, the Cook College, where you relate, is a relationship to Cook. Do you guys do any cooperative projects together? That kind of thing has come up.
We do a lot these days. Back then we did not, but now we do a lot of extra work with the continuing education program. They're coming out to our facility about 9 times this winter, and they'll be teaching different courses on agriculture, horticulture.
Okay, very good.
We had a phone interruption there.
Yes, yes, and that's not for our show, so I'm going to have to let that go. That hasn't happened before, but we'll continue on. And then, guys, you can chime in on this as well. Tell them a little bit about your space, because I think your space is very, very interesting.
Well, if I may go, Richard, it's very unique in the sense that it's very much like a park-like atmosphere. And I will talk over that. That's okay. I'm making it through.
A little technical stuff. So, difficulties. Go ahead.
But we often have people come into our place, and they're just astounded of the way the space looks.
It's physically beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Right.
And people just, they just love to come there. It's very light, the presence. The help they get, it's just it's very wonderful.
Let's also talk about the physicality of it. You actually have really two locations. You have the visual location. I always say, look for the big chairs in season. You have the location on Route 202, but you also have the location on 31. Now, how did that come about, and how do people differentiate where to go in and the connection there?
Well, we still have a large sign at the design studio that says the nursery has moved.
Okay.
Reason is we were at the design studio as a retail nursery to the public.
Okay.
A good 10 to 15 years before we opened up on Route 202.
Right.
So it is confusing to this day. A lot of our designers, no matter how much they tell the client, they're going to meet them at one of the two facilities.
Right.
At times, people will periodically go. I also say it's not the place with the yellow chairs, or it is the place with the yellow chairs.
And that's sort of the differentiation.
Usually, most of my appointments come.
I mean, it's such a beautiful space. I could see you, you know, using it for functions. I mean, that's how nice the space is. It really is a nice location.
Yeah, we actually had a wedding offer this year for, and we declined it, but somebody solicited us. They wanted to do a large wedding this summer, and we were very interested in it, but when it came down to it, we just said maybe not yet.
Exactly. And then why don't you give us your address and your phone number so people can go out and take a look when the weather gets a little nicer and come out and see how beautiful your place is.
Well, we would like them to go to the place with the yellow chairs.
Okay.
To a good commercial location is always being able to describe the location and the address very quickly. So it's basically the yellow chairs on 1051 Route 202. but we're just a quarter mile north of Route 31 and 202 where they intersect.
Right. Well, it's a beautiful space. I think it's inspiring. I think Chris had taken me out. We have a lot of Chris's actually at Rutgers Landscaping. But Chris A. took me out, and we went in a golf cart, and we went around looking at some of the different species of plants and so on. And, you know, what you carry is beautiful and interesting. But also, even just the way the layout is, I think it inspires people to try maybe do something that's a little bit different, a little bit creative, a little bit off the cuff. So it's done differently than many of the other venues in New Jersey when it comes to landscaping. I think it makes you feel like, wow, I want to do something when you come in.
That's how we built the brand, we call it, just to make sure it looks so spectacular from the highway that you will come in. And once you do come in, you're going to say, wow, this is like no other nursery.
It really is. And if I could say in terms of pricing, I think you're very, I wouldn't say the least expensive, but you're very accommodating. And I think that people shouldn't be intimidated by the beautiful facility. I think you're very fair with people with your pricing, and you work within different budgets, which I think is very important.
Well, I think the most important thing is we're very approachable also.
I agree.
There are many different levels of types of service you can get. We have a new program started about a year ago called the Garden Coach. And the Garden Coach is basically someone will come out to your property. And there is a fee involved with it. It's $300. And you get a gift certificate for $300.
That's very reasonable.
Up to 2 hours, you have somebody that's going to give you a really good lead on what to do.
Wow, and pick their brain. That's amazing, actually.
And we've, one of the taglines we've used to build the business has always been where you always get the help that you need. And we're very approachable in that regard, whether you want to do a very large project that needs a site plan, maybe perhaps a swimming pool that we build now.
Right.
Or it's something very small. You have one tree, one dogwood you want to have planted, we have that service too. So we run the whole gamut from being coached to having a small design, having a very large scale design.
So really, like you say, it really affects somebody whether they just want to put some plants on their terrace or whether they're building a house and they want to do a whole thing. Or commercial. I would imagine you do some commercial work as well.
Not much. We don't look for that. We don't solicit it. It comes to us.
Okay.
Referrals that we have. But mostly we're interested in residential design work. And anybody from the small condo house that needs their planters redone.
Right.
A lot of that to the very large estate that needs a garden coach to walk around and coach them on areas they could improve, to somebody that's got a blank slate or wants to redo their whole property.
Have you ever done city work where you do the green roofs, that type of thing? I've been reading a lot about that on, green roofs and that type of thing.
We have a green roof on our doghouse as you enter our nursery.
Okay.
Yes.
Have you ever done it?
We have the walls.
I think they're just beautiful. But have you done any in Manhattan or anything?
No. I lived in Manhattan for 12 years, but no.
Right. And then tell me about pools. The pools part of your business is something that I'm less familiar with.
Pools is relatively new. We're probably going to be up to 10 pools fairly soon. It's something that we wanted to make sure we were comfortable with doing, and we spent the last 2 years pretty much learning the gamut of what goes right, what goes wrong. But we wanted to be able to provide the client with more control. We're generally doing all their landscaping after the project, but now we have no subcontractors, so we can kind of gauge the whole project ourselves.
Which is great, because you can control everything in the finished look.
Yeah.
Do you do a gunite pool, a liner pool, or you specifically do gunite pools?
Yeah. Any custom shape you want.
Right.
And for us, it's just a really good way to control the project for the client. So the client has one point of contact.
Right.
We've been in business for 30 years, so there's a lot of trust and confidence we already have with people because of how we do our customer service and our warranties. And with pools, we want to make sure people have that same trust and confidence, and we're giving them that.
Absolutely, and I think there should be a continuity between the shape of the pool, how it looks, and the landscaping around it. Very good. At this point, I'm going to have to go to take some commercials to pay for our show, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Even in this difficult economy, our family of companies, including Insight Financial, Premier College Funding, and the Insight Tax and Accounting Group, have grown and prospered. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel, iron.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
And we are back. I am Rich Kaderi. Our show is Modern Design. Please catch us every Wednesday from 10 to 11, and also the podcasts are available 24 hours after they've aired on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Today, I am very fortunate to have the guys, collectively, from Rutgers Landscaping, who do wonderful work. Again, your phone number at Rutgers Landscaping?
It's 908-788-2600.
You should go check it out. It's a terrific place to go take a look in the different seasons of what they offer. Beautiful venue for you to look at. And they do very nice work. All right, now that we're back, I want to shift gears a little bit. We talked a little bit about the history of Rutgers Landscape and what you guys offer, but I want to talk about staging. And Chris and I had worked on a project recently in Hunterdon County area. In fact, that house sold in a week after we staged it. Maybe not solely for what we did, but I certainly think it helped a lot. And we didn't do a lot, actually, right, Chris?
No, we didn't. And I think that's important that, you know, you really don't have to, you know, invest a huge amount of money into staging a project like that. You know, just a simple cleanup or remulching and pruning really does wonders and can really, you know, grab attention from, you know, people looking to, you know, purchase a house like that.
We had said in one of the previous shows, I had Dave from Keller Williams here, and we talked about exterior staging, and that when people are looking to purchase a home, they do a couple of things. They start by going on the internet and they look at houses that are appealing to them. But the next thing they do before they actually go in and have an appointment is they do the drive-by. So it's very important when they do the drive-by that the house looks good. Otherwise, it's not going to make it to the appointment stage. And a couple things that I think are critical, and I'd like you all to chime in if you feel. One is most of us come in through our garages, and we don't even look at our front. So I tell most people when you're ready to sell your house, walk to the curb and take a look at the front of your house, because we really don't. Do you find in your own houses that that's sort of the same thing? We don't even take a look at our – we don't pay attention to our walkway and our shrubs that much. Or maybe you guys do, because that's what you do for a living.
We do.
I don't even show my front. I go right there.
But that being said, I would say number one for me would be that most people have overgrown shrubs. Wouldn't you agree?
In a lot of cases, yes. Yeah. And as simple as just a simple trimming and freshening up, you know, people can really just get a great value in just doing and enhancing their properties that way.
When does it become a time where a tree or let's say a rhododendron or something that gets kind of leggy, is there a certain time where you say, forget it, it can't be saved, and you have to rip out and start new? Because, you know, sometimes you can bring them back, and then sometimes you're like, no, it's gone.
Now, with a broadleaf evergreen of any form, it depends on the season. You have a little bit of time for it to grow back. The season would be May, June for it to fill itself in.
And right.
However, you can take a 10-foot rhododendron, 10 foot tall, 10 foot wide, and take it down to 4 foot by 4 foot.
Right.
And it will be beautiful for you as long as you time it with that growing season when the new growth comes in.
Oh, exactly.
Because it's a broadleaf, there's a lot of air moving through the plant.
Okay.
A needle evergreen, which would be juniper, pine, spruce, fir, you can't. The air and the sun have already shielded it, so it's all brown inside. But broadleaf evergreens are amazing. You can take them back.
You can bring them back.
No damage to the plant whatsoever. It actually look beautiful in the following season when it fills in.
Exactly. Any sort of, as far as staging, are there any sort of plants for staging particularly that you go to as a go-to plant, specifically in Hunterdon County or our region?
Well, you know, you want to do like foundation plantings, boxwoods, you know, things like that, plants to kind of show direction coming in. So you would go with maybe a, you know, conical type evergreen or ways, things of that nature.
Okay. Another thing that I think is very critical, and I do in all my properties that I stage for people, is mulch. I think mulch, it does. Mulch is like paint is magic for homes. Mulch is magical to me for outside. Do you guys agree?
I have a different opinion.
Okay. Well, we're going to turn. So we'll turn your mic off now.
Now, mulch will absolutely make it look. I compare it to
fresh
new carpeting. It looks fantastic.
It looks fresh, right?
I would offer something that could look even better than mulch is lush green, heavily planted ground cover. Just that lush green look, depending on how much space.
Okay, you know, in my own house, this is the first house that I've lived in that was a resale that I didn't build. The lady was a gardener, so I have Pachysandra in my front beds. So there isn't much maintenance, which I'm not used to, in the front beds. The rest of it I have mulch. But is that a good ground cover, or is that a bad ground cover?
I love Pachysandra.
Okay.
Deer will not eat it.
Right.
It's lush and green.
And it stays green in the winter.
The leaf debris kind of can get lost inside of it.
So right.
Below it, you don't have to go in there with a rake. It's very, very low maintenance. A lot of people seem to attribute Pachysandra being an old-fashioned plant. And they don't always appreciate it as much as I think it should be appreciated.
No, I probably wouldn't have thought to do it, but because it was done, I do the merits of it. As you say, when you blow the leaves, they go off it, and it's very hardy, and it stays green in the winter. The one thing I worry about is, you know, snakes and stuff being in there, because it's sort of a good nesting area for things that we don't like to think about. Is that true?
It's always possible. We're in a rural area here. In
right.
County, no question.
Don't want to scare anybody.
Some other great ground covers to use.
Yeah.
I actually have a 5-acre property that I left New York City 5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I needed to landscape it now. I landscaped the whole thing. and I irrigated the whole thing. I said to myself, if I'm going to mulch this every year,
right.
A lot of people in Hunterdon County are posed with this problem. They have big properties.
Right.
And to mulch it every year is an event.
Oh, sure.
And what I did from the very beginning, I don't put one wheelbarrow of mulch in my property. I have liriope.
Use
ivy, use sedge, use
continia. Okay.
There's so many types of ground covers that are lush and green, and they do the job. I don't have to mulch every year.
There's one that I like. I think it's called myrtle. It has like a little purple flower.
Vinca or myrtle, Vinca. Sure. It's got a lot of different names. But
right.
Vinca and myrtle are the same.
Would that be a good one? Or?
A great one.
Yeah.
One of the best.
I like the look of that.
A little blue flower.
Right.
Dense.
Very dense. I thought it was nice. The one that I would be concerned about personally for me is ivy, because two reasons. One is on my own property, deer have eaten ivy for me.
I should say I have a deer fence.
But in general, if you didn't, would that be a problem? Because the deer have eaten my ivy. They've eaten around things and gone to the ivy and just eaten the ivy.
Possible.
Unless there's certain varieties that they don't eat.
Yeah, it's not their favorite. Pachysandra is absolutely the one they will not touch.
Okay. Yeah, no, they haven't touched a Pachysandra whatsoever. Yeah. Does there become a time that a Pachysandra has to be pulled out because it gets to anything? I mean, you know, I have a 20-year-old house and the Pachysandra is from day one.
No,
so
the problem with it, if anything, is that it'll start sending leaders in the middle of your lawn 20 feet away.
You know, that is true. And that might have a bluestone patio, and sometimes you get the leaders coming through the patio. Yeah.
As long as you're mowing regularly, to take off.
What else can we, before we go to commercial break, what else can you guys collectively tell me would be a good thing to add for exterior staging with what you guys do?
Well, I think of anchor trees either side of the property.
Right.
On, you know, the front.
Sort of building that foundation.
To give it, soften the edge.
Right.
So you want to select the, you know, I'll just use a Japanese maple maybe on one side.
Right.
The other side. Doesn't have to be same.
Right.
You want to soften that edge.
What's the look now? Are we going for more of an asymmetrical look now or more of a symmetrical look? Because I think the look is changing.
I think the house always has to be your lead.
That's whatever, the dictates that, doesn't it?
The style of the house.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. But what's a good base tree, would you say, for a house? Because you don't want to plant a tree too close to a house either.
Depends on the size and scale of the house. That's the most important. The plants need to match the actual structure.
So exactly.
If you have a small Cape Cod, you probably don't want to put a gigantic sycamore right next to it.
Because it's just, there's no,
maybe
you want something that has balance.
Or dogwood, something that's more of an ornamental tree.
Exactly. Now, if you were to use mulch, is there a mulch that you guys prefer? I'm a big fan, and this is probably so bad for the environment. I really like dyed black mulch, and I'll tell you why I like it. They're all laughing when I say this. Mulch oxidizes the minute you put it down. So I'll get mulch delivered at the beginning of each season, this huge pile, and I kill myself thinking, oh, my God, I can't park my car until I get the mulch out of the driveway. So I quickly try to get as much mulch in as possible. But I notice if I started with a brown mulch or a lighter color mulch, it oxidizes so fast it kind of dissipates. With the dyed black mulch, which is probably bad for the environment, it seems to hold up, or it shows. And you know, in September, I still have mulch that looks like mulch. Do you guys have a mulch you recommend or like?
I'll normally tend with my designs to go with a shredded root mulch, which is the opposite of what you said.
Sure.
I always like to be cognizant of when you do put down black mulch, you have a chance of getting artillery spores on the house, which are a nightmare to get off.
What are they?
Artillery spores is just with the moisture in the mulch, it puts on the foundation little spots that more or less that you can see and become really unattractive. So a natural shredded root mulch is something that kind of balances that out. It's still dark,
right?
And like you said, it does oxidize. It does get much lighter, but you know, all mulch is going to fade away.
Okay, with that, I'm going to have to take some commercials, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink Building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
USA Radio News. USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. Folks across much of New England have some serious shoveling to do. As a whopping snowstorm winds down, residents in parts of Massachusetts, Maine, New Hampshire, and Connecticut are dealing with as much as 3 feet of snow. New York City, Philadelphia, and parts of New Jersey were expected to get record-breaking amounts of snowfall, but the worst of the blizzard bypassed those areas. Jordan is trying to work out a deal to trade a would-be suicide bomber for a Jordanian pilot being held by ISIS. An official in Jordan today said they would make the deal if the pilot was returned and his life spared. People who work from home are often more productive than those who work in an office. That's according to Stanford University researchers who found that employees are 13% more productive than office workers. Reasons for increased productivity include less noise distraction, fewer breaks, and fewer sick days. You can always find more news and headlines at usaheadlinenews.com. This is USA Radio News.
589%. 589%? That is how much more fat you could burn if you were using the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system from ilikehowilook.com. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. A double-blind controlled clinical study showed that the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system burned 589% more fat than exercise and dieting alone. Think how much easier it'll be to lose weight. Go to ilikehowilook.com and read the study for yourself. You swallow a small capsule at 10, another at 2, and eat a tasty collagen protein candy chew anytime you need a snack. And with that, you could burn 589% more fat. Watch the video at ilikehowilook.com to get the full story. Most people notice a curbed appetite and more energy the very first day. It's safe, all natural, there's a money-back guarantee, and they'll even send you free samples. Go to ilikehowilook.com. ilikehowilook.com.
Advertisers will be paying about $4.5 million to get their 30-second commercial on the Super Bowl this season, but some people are saying watch the game, not the commercials. USA's John Clemens has more.
That advice comes from Melissa Henson of the Parents Television Council, who says record the game or have some other activity to distract the youngsters during some of the commercials.
Find some other activity to do during the commercial breaks while you're watching the Super Bowl, because you don't know what's going to come up, and you certainly don't want to be caught off guard when you have kids in the room.
Henson has a message to some of the advertisers.
People are more likely to remember the sexiness of the ad rather than the product that they're trying to sell.
I'm John Clemens.
In a country where women's rights haven't caught up to the 21st century, First Lady Michelle Obama is sending a strong message. She opted not to wear a headscarf during yesterday's brief visit to Saudi Arabia, where women are expected to cover their heads. The move helps draw attention to human rights concerns in the country where women still are not allowed to drive. This is USA Radio News.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 4 to 6% of children in the U.S. have a food allergy. Allergic reactions can be life-threatening, and managing an allergy when a child is at school can be tough on parents. Dr. Sandra Hong with the Cleveland Clinic says communication is key.
You know, in the beginning of the year and throughout the year, to just touch base with the principal and the teachers and the cafeteria staff to realize that, you know, their child has food allergies.
Dr. Hong says sending a box of safe snacks to school also helps. She says you should also be able to teach your child not to eat foods that don't have an ingredients label. It's also important that teachers and staff know what type of allergy your child has. Dr. Sandra Hong with the Cleveland Clinic says your child's teacher and cafeteria staff would benefit with this knowledge.
Maybe to have the cafeteria monitors have a picture of your child and all the other children with food allergies to be aware of which children can actually be at risk for a true allergic reaction.
Google Fiber is likely coming to 4 new cities. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Google is expected to announce this week that it's bringing its high-speed fiber-optic internet to Atlanta, Nashville, and both Charlotte and Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina. The company recently sent invitations to local news organizations in those cities to attend events this week on an unidentified subject.
Last year, Google announced it was considering bringing fiber to 9 metro areas. The company has told officials in some of those cities not to worry, as that they haven't been ruled out for getting fiber. For more news and top headlines, visit usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. You're listening to USA Radio News.
And we are back. My name is Rich Kaderi. My program is Modern Design. And if you guys would ever like to come visit me, I am conveniently located on 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey, where I have a small showroom. My store number is 908-884-0770. Today I have the pleasure of having three guests with me. I call them the guys from Wreckers Landscaping. And when we went before commercial, I think Chris Hay was talking about mulch, about refreshing mulch. I'm going to turn it over to you.
Yeah, Rich, one of your concerns with mulch is it fades a little bit, and that happens with a lot of people's bedding and stuff like that. You can simply take like a leaf rake and you sculpt it. So halfway through your mulching season, you get a fresher look. And
because
it's as easy as that.
Is that because the top coat starts to oxidize, so then underneath is still dark and you can just balance it?
Absolutely. As simple as that. And you get a whole fresh look that way. So
okay,
it's a good way to avoid that.
And before we move on, I think you had a question of something else you wanted to add about staging?
There's a few things. You mentioned people do a drive-by first.
Oh, absolutely.
I remember leaving the city. The first thing I did was drive around and look before you want to be settle down with a realtor. You want to have your own feel. So that's really important to look good from the curb.
Exactly.
The other thing would be, if you want to look good from the curb, sometimes the best thing to do is just to take if you're trying to sell the house, take a picture and bring it into the nursery on your phone. And say, this is what the front of my house looks like.
Right.
And this is what people see when they're driving by. I need help from a distance, from the car, and then if they're actually going to walk to my front door. Have those two pictures, and that could help spur more interest in your home.
I think that's a great idea. I think pictures really tell the truths that we don't necessarily want to say.
And most of the focus is on that front of the door. You don't have to re-landscape your whole property.
No, you're right.
Most of their attention, so it's really not a big area.
No.
You make a big impact, those two places. And most people want to do their own thing anyway.
Right.
And you just want to create enough interest.
Exactly.
To open your door.
To the door and come in. I agree. All right, so let's change pace a little bit and talk about plants in our zone. So from what my limited experience is, I hear that where we are in Huntington County, we're zone 6. Is that correct?
6-7.
So here's where I really defer to you guys. What are good plants for us in Huntington County to plant in our beds? What do you recommend? What do you like?
Well, deer-resistant plants.
Oh, yeah. I've heard deer is a problem in our area.
And on our website, which is Rutgers School, and then L as in landscape, N as in nursery.com, we've got pretty good lists that will help you. Next to that, deciduous plants, or plants that lose their leaves, are just generally more hardy than broadleaf evergreens are in our area.
Oh, really? That's something I didn't know that.
Broadleafs like protection. Usually they like less wind. If you're out in an open area, it could be tough on it.
So you want them to be somewhat shielded, like with something behind it.
Yeah, generally north side of a house with no wind.
Right.
Broadleaf evergreens are going to love it. Other plants, very simply, if you just drive around and look at what's mature in your area and that you like and appreciate, that's a good indication of what does well. If you're not familiar with the type of tree, you go take a picture of it and, again, bring that in the nursery. You say, I really like this tree. Do you guys have it, or what is it? Is there something else like that? And if you see a big one, that means it's been around for a while. That's a good indication that it does well.
I think the key for us in our area, because deer are so invasive in our area, even I have a client here right now in the borough of Flemington, which is relatively busy, and they're getting deer, trampling through their backyard. They have an apple tree, and that's it. It doesn't matter. They're showing up in downtown Burnsville. They're showing up all over the place. So the deer are just really out there, so we need to be proactive. Is it true that there's no plant that's completely deer resistant for the most part?
No. And it would surprise you what they won't eat. People think like a blue spruce because it's so prickly.
Right.
And that is very deer resistant, but they'll actually believe that it'll never be eaten. I have seen them eaten in Far Hills, in Burnsville.
Right.
Very rarely. Plants that they won't eat sometimes are plants that are very soft. They just don't like the scent, like an Andromeda.
Right.
The boxwood.
Right.
A lot of people mistake boxwood for holly, though. They say, oh, no, they eat them. holly has a round leaf. Sometimes a holly, just like a boxwood.
Right.
So it's, they're definitely never going to eat the boxwood, never going to eat the Andromeda, and the list goes on.
So scent is actually really what...
Scent is more critical than texture.
Right.
Texture helps. Yellow needle plants in general.
Right.
And I know this from speaking with many growers I know in New Jersey. They have the same belief that for whatever reason, maybe it looks like spoiled salad or old food, yellow...
Oh, so they're not they're turned off to yellow.
They're turned off to...
See, something I never knew before.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
We used to do a deer-resistant seminar. Years I did one probably 20 years in a row.
Right.
That was one of them. I also talked about if you're going to do mass planting, sometimes if you mass things very tight, like evergreens, they're afraid to go in those rows.
Right.
So if you're trying to screen your property, as long as you're dense with the rows, a lot of times they won't go in them at all.
That's actually a very good tip.
They're afraid.
One of the
hunters in
there you go. One of the things that I've noticed is deer will go into beds and eat around the things that they don't like. And, you know, not just clean the bed, but they'll go around and they'll say, I'll eat this, I'll eat that. And then there's things that aren't touched. Have you guys noticed that also?
Yeah, we've seen that.
That's a strategy and design that you can use, too. You can use needle plants or thorny plants like a barber.
As a barrier, right?
Barrier.
Yeah.
But it's also a layer of plants that's attractive, and then have your plants behind it that the deer would probably eat. But if they can't get to it, they can't get to it.
Let's make a list for our listeners, if we can, just off the cuff of plants that, in general, I mean, obviously it's going to be case by case with the house and what you have and the topography and so on, but that are, in general, good plants for Hunterdon County people to put in. And I would say one definitely is box. Woods. I know there's maintenance to them, but I love them. And I personally like the smell of boxwoods. I think they're great.
Boxwoods, one thing to be specific about is the Korean boxwood and the American. There's many, many different types.
Species, aren't there, of boxwoods.
But make sure it's Buxus coreana.
Okay.
Because that's the Korean or the American. The English boxwood fail. Eventually, they will. We don't actually even carry them in our nursery anymore.
Are they not acclimated to our climate? Is that what it is? Or
there's no... I actually did some research recently on it, and there's no true proven cause of why they fail. This is, you can go on Sabertree's website, and you would find things like this. They just decline over time. And I think because they're so dense, and we have such high humidity, that air circulates or doesn't circulate within the plant, and that causes them to rot out over time. But Americans and Korean boxwoods, we never lose any of them. They're very, very hardy.
Okay, so we're losing time, so we have to move on. So boxwoods are good.
Spirea.
Spirea is very good. That gives you that sort of pinkish flower. They seem to thrive, and the deer don't like them. What else?
Well, go ahead, Chris.
Well, spirea is for color. Okay. It is deciduous. So
can you get spirea in a different color? I hate the flower on spirea, but I like the plant. Do they do them in white? I thought I saw one that was a spirea in a different color.
Bridal reef, but it does grow taller, so it's not really kind of based on the foundation. You're going to get some height.
What else?
Bridal reef, Van Houten.
Okay.
It's another spirea, white flowering. But also your foliage can be gold. It can go from gold to deep hunter green. But
wow.
It's good secondary planting to add accent to your foundation planting.
Okay, so we have boxwoods, we have rhabarberries. What else?
Viburnum is another good one that can be used close up to the house or as a perimeter screening plant as well. I often use, as a woody ornamental, Nicodutia is a common one that I'll use in a mass. It's almost like a snow blanket across a planting bed. Let's see here.
What about, as far as trees are concerned, what about I love red buds. Are red buds good for our area? They're such a beautiful tree.
It's a good deer-resistant tree.
Beautiful tree.
And native
to the area. Okay. At this time, we're up to commercials again, so we'll be back shortly with the guys who've been very generous from Records Landscape.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, my name is Debbie Lentenny of Ashore Shred. I love being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Active involvement in it has given us numerous opportunities to meet other business owners and simultaneously has helped Ashore Shred to grow.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose in that you're no longer thirsty and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
For too long in America, we've been putting off funding infrastructure, saying we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But on August 1st, 2007, hundreds of vehicles tried crossing the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and disaster struck. The I-35 bridge collapsed. 13 people were killed, 145 were injured, and traffic was obstructed for over a year. It didn't have to happen. Years before, inspectors had rated the bridge structurally deficient, but they were ignored. In New Jersey, we have 479 bridges carrying 8.2 million vehicles a day that are rated worse, and we can't afford to ignore that. As of June 30th, the state's Transportation Trust Fund will be empty. We need to replenish it so that our roads and bridges can be fixed and future problems prevented. And we can. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com to find out how. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And we are back. My name is Rich Kaderi. The program is Modern Design, and I have the guys here from Rutgers Landscape. I wouldn't stop hitting the microphone. That would be a good thing. And we were last talking about plants and plants we love and plants we like. And before we transition to invasive plants, anything you guys would like to add? Put them all on the spot at the same time. We'll think of something. Let's switch gears and talk about invasive plants or plants that you don't want to plant, plants that are not in our zone. You know, one of the things that I was told was when we had the terrible Superstorm Sandy is that a lot of the plants that didn't survive were plants that were not indigenous to our area and they were not in our zone, and those are the ones that didn't make it. Is that true or is that a misnomer?
Misnomer. I had 120-foot-tall oaks go down at my house.
Wow. So it's just how the wind hit, huh?
Yeah. It's just anything in its path.
Let's talk about plants that that we really want to avoid. The last house I built, after I built it, the property was subdivided, and the people, needless to say, that sold their property were very resentful, although they sold their property. So they put up a row of bamboo. Good idea or bad idea?
Depends where you are. If you're in Solbury, over across the bridge in Pennsylvania, sometimes you only have a small area to plant something for privacy screening, and it does work. But for most applications, it's...
Doesn't the root system, I mean, I'm not knowledgeable, so I'm really reaching out to you guys. These are just sort of things that I've heard along the way. Isn't the root system something that just continues to grow at a tremendous pace, or Chris?
The root system's really invasive. It is rather bad for our environment because no plants in Hunterdon County really eat it, and it can really just take over masses of other natural plantings in the area.
My concern is that it would like squeeze out other plants and then maybe attach itself to your septic system, or I really don't know how invasive it gets.
Exactly. I mean, I've seen it rip up asphalt driveways.
Wow.
So you really got to be careful where you plant it. There are ways to kind of contain it somewhat.
Right.
You can put some people I've seen pour concrete around a planting of bamboo to actually keep it in place, and sometimes that doesn't even work.
And if you were to remove it, what would be the best way to remove bamboo?
You need to get a big machine.
And like a backhoe would just take it out?
Excavate it out.
Yeah.
Wow. Other plants that are invasive or that we should stay away from in our zone?
I think one of the most important ones is a lot of people want to plant evergreens. There's a traditional evergreen called a Douglas fir.
Right.
And then there's a Norway spruce. They look very similar.
Okay.
The problem is Douglas fir does not like A, the lower altitudes we have, and B, the heavy clay soils.
Right.
So they tend to decline and fail, where Norway spruce will thrive.
Wow.
They look very, very similar.
Similar.
The difference is the spruce needle is going to be a little shorter,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be prickly, where the Douglas fir is a little bit longer needle, and then it's softer.
Any plants out there that you're finding that, you know, there have been new diseases with plants? I know in years past there was a thing with hemlocks. They were having some sort of a disease. Are there any plants right now that you stay away from because they're going through some sort of a cycle or some issues with just plantings in general? Really putting the guys on the spot. It's fun.
I mean, the same exists with dogwoods. If they're not planted in full sun, they can get anthracnose.
Oh, really?
Typically, if they get 4 to 6 hours a day, you will not get the anthracnose disease. In addition, there are actually a lot of Rutgers University hybrids that are called Rutgers hybrids that are kind of a cross between two different types of dogwoods. They're not going to bloom as early
as a
normal dogwood you see in the woodline, but they're not going to bloom as late as the kusa, which is the Japanese dog, the Chinese dog.
Here's a question. I didn't think that crepe myrtles are in our zone, but I'm starting to see them now. What's going on with that?
Well, we'll see.
Have you seen them? Have you noticed that we were seeing crepe myrtles?
We went from carrying about 20 or 30 to carrying over 300.
Wow. Well, you know, they're very colorful.
We had a very bad winter, and we had a very big decline for quite a few people's. I'm not sure what. I think it was just too cold for too long and maybe the exposure, but personally, I have 9 in my house.
Do you?
The
color, I mean, you know, they're really colorful, which is nice. I see them down the shore,
but
I'm starting to see them up here, and I'm like, oh, I don't think that was even possible.
They're definitely more of a coastal plant than you can see up here. They like the highlands area, anywhere along the beach. It's a little bit more temperate.
What about a plant that a lot of people I know don't like? I don't even know if it's a weed tree, Rose of Sharon. The deer don't touch them. Mm-hmm. I'm in Tewksbury Township, and quite a bit of my neighbors that have older properties have Rose of Sharon.
We didn't mention anything about our growing operation. We actually have 3 locations. We have a 62-acre farm in Delaware Township.
Wow. Canada,
but we grow Rose of Sharon in multiple colors.
You do?
We love it. We have rows and rows.
And the deer don't seem to touch it.
No.
And it comes in a lot of colors, whites and lavenders and pinks. And
yeah, we probably have 9 different colors.
Wow.
I found
for me personally, Rose of Sharon worked very well, and I never had to worry about the deer touching it, and it grew at a good pace, and it was easy to work with, and so on. What about Forsythia, good or bad?
Depends on the application. If you're in an open area, which we have a lot of in Hunterdon County, and you want to line your property or screen something.
Yeah, I always think fantastic. I think of Forsythia screening, and it doesn't seem like the deer really touch the Forsythia. Is that true or not true? God bless you, by the way.
They can go after.
Believe it or not, we're almost 3 minutes left, so I want to get to what's trending right now in plants, and then finally some of the things that I want you guys to leave us with. What would you say is a trendy plant right now? What's the look right now? What are we seeing? What's different? And so on. Go ahead, Chris.
As far as trends, I mean, trends in landscape design, I think, are really all relative based on the region that you live in. I think really sustainable and low-maintenance landscapes will kind of always be trending in the industry. You know, the idea of creating a landscape that looks, you know, better with age and requires little attention is obviously something that's, you know, really desired. You know, plant selection and plant placement are just as important as choosing a drought-tolerant plant or a plant that likes wet feet. I tend to use mass plantings to make it easier on my clients to maintain. You know, it's number one, it's more powerful if you plant a bunch of plants together rather than having one of this type here, one of that type there. It looks more like a collection.
Right.
And it's easier to kind of cut down a swath of coreopsis than it is to take care of one by the front door and one by the garage and one over here and one over there.
Is there a color palette that you're seeing that's more popular these days? Or are they going more for the tropical colors or more towards the cool colors? I have a yellow house, and so I do lots of purples and whites because I think, and cool colors because I think they balance the color of the house. Are you seeing color palettes that are you know, certainly, you know, in design everything now is gray, you know, lots of gray. Does that follow through with landscaping too? You're seeing a color palette that you haven't seen before, or something that in general that you've seen before?
Yeah, I mean, I think as far as colors, we're trending towards pastels.
Okay.
It's more colors are really, you know, based on what you're trying to show or bring out. You know, reds in the morning extend for a morning garden.
Right.
You know, yellows and purples and whites may extend the evening if you're, you know, out, you know, with a glass of wine in the afternoon.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm going for the evening, don't you think?
So it's all based on what you're trying to accomplish and what the specific space, you know, what the specific space is going to be used for.
Exactly. And then finally, Chris, you were going to talk a little bit more as we go out about some of the things you have going on at Rutgers, which is a great place. You have to check it out.
Again, I want to thank you, Richard, for having us on the program. Yeah, this year we have some exciting things. We're hitting our 30th anniversary year of operation.
Congratulations.
And we're all excited about that. We also are partnershipping up with a partnership with realtors, and we have a program in place that we're going to connect with various realtors in our area and come together to help them stage and give their homes curb appeal. So we're working on a program with that to go out to various realtors in the area. So we're looking forward to that.
Well, that's wonderful. And I'll keep our listeners abreast of some of the things you do, and I'll definitely have you guys back again. Well, listen, you guys have been terrific guests. I've learned so much about planting. I have a lot of work to do. You guys are going to have a lot of work to do when the weather gets a little warmer on the property. For my listeners, my next week's guest will be Patty Dewey from Seabrook Wall Coverings, and we'll talk about all things wall covering. Thank you for joining us for Modern Design, and we will see you next week. Bye-bye.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Radio News. USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. Folks across much of New England have some serious shoveling to do as a whopping snowstorm winds down. Residents in parts of Massachusetts, Maine, New Hampshire, and Connecticut are dealing with as much as 3 feet of snow. New York City, Philadelphia, and parts of New Jersey were expected to get record-breaking amounts of snowfall, but the worst of the blizzard bypassed those areas.
Jordan is trying to work out a deal to trade a would-be suicide bomber for a Jordanian pilot being held by ISIS. An official in Jordan today said they would make the deal if the pilot was returned and his life spared. People who work from home are often more productive than those who work in an office. That's according to Stanford University researchers who found that employees are 13% more productive than office workers. Reasons for increased productivity include less noise distraction, fewer breaks, and fewer sick days. You can always find more news and headlines.